You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome to Life Talk on this Wednesday, November 3rd. This is your host, Margie Mansko-Breen, Program Manager and Interim Director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. We are waking up to find some changes in our political leadership in Illinois and across the country. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, but let us pray that all of our elected officials lead with integrity and morals. Again, always, we want them to always choose to further the common good. We hope and pray that they work to defend the rights of all human life, especially those who cannot defend themselves. May God bless them with the courage to truly speak on behalf of those who cannot speak for themselves. Now, during this show, we will discuss the impact of the Chastity Education Initiative of our office, the Respect Life Office, and some concrete ways that you can make a difference. We will be splitting it up into two segments. During the first half, we will be joined by Jennifer Haggerty, an educator and true believer in the initiative. She will share her firsthand knowledge of this important program. During the second half of the show, we'll be joined by John Paul Deddins, Executive Director of Students for Life of Illinois. SFLI and the Respect Life Office are connected in the work that we both do. We will discuss this important partnership. I am joined in the studio with our two very, very capable Respect Life Office staff members that work under the umbrella of the Chastity Education Initiative. These two employees, and I think I'm embarrassing them, with all this praise, they work on some tremendous programs that help to empower youth and young adults to make healthy choices regarding sexuality and life. At this time, I would like to welcome Ray Pingoy, our Youth Outreach Coordinator, and Emily Warpinski, our Young Adult Outreach Coordinator. Ray and Emily, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Margie.
Thanks, Margie. Good to be here.
Great. Awesome. I am so glad. Whoa. I am so glad. I know this, Emily, this is your first time with us on this monthly radio show, and I'm excited that you could be with us. I know you've really hit the ground running, but it was so funny. The other day we were planning this show, and I remember throwing out some possible questions at both Ray and Emily, and it was the funniest thing. They were just answering my questions with like a yes, yes. And I'm hoping...
No.
That they will answer more than just a yes. Maybe
yes.
Like three words. Yes, I can.
We'll try to talk more.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, but, we want this to be a conversation that people can really be a part of, too. So, you can call into the show, and normally I forget to give the phone number until like later on in the show, so nobody calls. But I think it's because everyone wants to just listen in because we're talking about such important things, these important life issues. But if you do have a question for us regarding the Chastity Education Initiative, anything about it, if you're unsure about what we do, what we offer, if you want to argue with us, that's fine. Just give us a call. If you want to give us a hard time, we are open to that too. 312-255-8408. 312-255-8408 to be on live with us today to talk about this important issue of chastity education and pro-life education for our youth and young adults. So during October, we were talking about this the other day, so much has gone on, and that's Respect Life Month for the whole United States in terms of the Catholic bishops. So the Catholic Church remembers and honors life and celebrates life during the whole month of October. And we had a lot going on in the Archdiocese of Chicago, which for many people don't know that the entire Archdiocese encompasses Cook and Lake counties. And that's a large swath of land all the way from Wisconsin to Indiana. You know, I'd like to give a little bit of an overview of what happened this month. One of the things to kick off Respect Life Month, I spoke at all the masses at St. Thomas of Villanova in Palatine for Respect Life Sunday. And that was a great experience for me. And the Respect Life message was definitely well received. And people shared with me after Mass some of their personal stories. So it was really exciting. One guy told me about, he's a grandfather, I think for the first time, his daughter was having trouble with infertility and went to the Pope Paul VI Institute and Dr. Thomas Hilgers, and she now has a little baby, and I think she was about to give birth or just gave birth, and he was wearing a grandpa sweatshirt at Mass. And it was a nice sweatshirt, too. It wasn't one of those, like, natty, you know, it was a very classy sweatshirt, but it was nice to hear that, and people felt like they wanted, you know, needed to tell me, like, really good positive stories of life, and people were thanking me for being there. So that's really it's cool to hear that, because sometimes you think, oh my gosh, are people going to be mad that I'm talking about life issues, because they're very issues. Sensitive,
right?
And you know, another important part of Respect Life Month. Well, we had 40 Days for Life. Right.
Yeah.
And Ray, you were a big part of that with Couples for Christ, FFL. And we had people praying outside of a late term abortion clinic for 40 days straight. It was really an amazing experience. And we saw almost 40 parishes participate in sponsoring either a full 24-hour period or 12 hours of prayer outside of that Albany late-term abortion clinic on the northwest side of Chicago. And there were so many other individuals from different parishes. I mean, I don't even know the full total of parish participation. It's probably, you know, too difficult to determine. Mm-hmm. But there were so many people who just showed up, and, you know, people would just stop and thank others. You know, thank you for being here, you know, 10 years ago, people were saying 10 years ago or 15 years ago, I was coming to have an abortion, but there were people outside praying, and that changed, that helped me change my mind, and now I have, you know, a 15-year-old child or something, you know. And so those positive stories, and just many lives were impacted by the prayer vigil, and we don't even know how many lives were saved and women spared a possible lifetime of regret and sadness from an abortion. And, you know, there were parishes all over the Archdiocese that had special speakers on a wide variety of life issues, including, I know Mary Louise spoke at a parish on infertility and the alternatives to in vitro fertilization, moral means of conceiving. Many parishes had special screenings of the movie Blood Money during October. On Friday, October 15th, at St. Mary of the Angels in Chicago, we had a special Holy Hour for Life with Bishop Perry. It was a beautiful event, and so many young adults were there. That was something that Bishop Perry, I guess, in a meeting afterwards, you know, a week later or so, he commented on that and was very happy to see all those young people. I think the majority of the people in the congregation were young. Young adults. And Father Jim Hyde, the Cardinal's delegate to the pro-life movement, spent most of his Sundays at other parishes than his own, preaching about Respect Life issues at all the masses at, you know, the different parishes that he stopped by. He calls them missions. Mm-hmm. So he was doing a great job there. But so many good things going on, you know, too much to talk about. But, you know, it was a real good experience, Ray, right?
Yeah, there's also a couple of schools that I presented to during the month. I can't believe it's November already. It went by so fast, right?
Because
we were super busy with a lot of things, and praise God for that. But, a couple of schools I gave some presentations for Respect Life, the Respect Life issues. And that was very interesting. And, it was just a victorious month, I believe. Praise God for that. Right?
Well, it's time for our first break. And when we get back, I want to switch gears and bring in our first guest so we can talk about our initiative, the Chastity Education Initiative, a little bit more. When we return from this break, we're going to hear from Jennifer Haggerty and her just, you know, the good stories of how this initiative has impacted lives, so many lives that, you know, we don't even know about.
go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. That's the theme for the 2010 Chicago Catechetical Conference. Join us November 5th and 6th at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont for prayerful liturgies, inspiring speakers, and a chance to network with other faith-filled people.
The Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry, in partnership with the Office for Catholic Schools, organizes this annual event. The conference provides opportunities for catechist certification and ongoing faith formation and enrichment. It offers seminars for teachers, catechists, adult leaders, youth ministers, and the people in the pews who want to enhance their faith.
We look forward to seeing you on Friday and Saturday, November 5th and 6th, at the Stevens Convention Center. Call us at 312-534-8039 or log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org to register. That's 312-534-8039.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Celebrate our faith at the Chicago Catechetical Conference. Let us rejoice as one.
Help unwrap the holiday spirit this season with Catholic Charities annual Celebration of Giving. Catholic Charities invites you to help children and their families experience the joy and magic of the holiday spirit. Sponsor a family, donate a toy, or volunteer with us during the season. For more details, visit www.catholiccharities.net/celebration or call our hotline at 312-226-0650. That's 312-226-0650.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Welcome back to Life Talk. This is Margie Mansko-Breen, your host, and I'm the program manager and interim director for the Respect Life office. And that music in the background is Dr. Ronan Tynan, one of the founding members of the Irish Tenors. And you're probably wondering, okay, why we normally don't have music as we come in from a break, unlike some of the other shows. On this Catholic Community of Faith Hour, who are a lot more creative than we are. But on November 21st, we are having our annual benefit dinner to support, to provide funding for a very crucial part of pro-life in the Archdiocese, and that's the Chastity Education Initiative. And you probably are wondering why I'm saying pro-life and chastity together. Well, it might not seem obvious to folks, but it really is. And Ray, just real quick, why are we linking the two?
Well, it's really important to preach the message of chastity to the kids, to the youth. If you teach that, and if they believe in it, and you know, they see their self-worth, that they're worth waiting for, then it'll the teen pregnancy will decrease, and with when teen pregnancies decrease, teen abortions decrease. So lives are saved.
Yeah, sounds very logical to me, Ray. Hey, at this time, I would like to welcome our special guest on the phone, Jennifer Haggerty. Jennifer is the principal of East Lake Academy and is in her 13th year as an educator, 9 as a high school Spanish teacher and track and cross country coach, and in the 4th year as a principal. She's in her 4th year as a principal. And Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hi, Margie. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, this is wonderful. You had such an impact on me, your story of how you first got involved in the Chastity Education Initiative. I think you first told your story at one of our fundraisers last year, and I think you were really nervous about it at first, but you did such a wonderful job of just expressing what happened and why you got involved in the initiative. So what was it that made you, can you share with our listeners what got you involved in the Chastity Education Initiative, you know, in bringing this to Marist High School?
Sure, I would love to. You know, it's funny, I was nervous because I just thought, who would want to hear my simple little story? Never did I think that it would be a profound message that I'd be sharing, but the Holy Spirit kind of works that way, right? But I was, at the time, a high school Spanish teacher and a track and cross country coach. And I had gone to the homecoming dance to see some of my athletes. They were so excited to dress up, and so I decided to go as a chaperone. And it had been a long time since I attended a dance because of my coaching and teaching schedule. I just wasn't too interested in going to the dances as I was a teacher. So as I went to this dance, what I saw was really shocking, and it was really appalling. I'd worked with these students every day in the classroom and 2 hours a day year-round after school, coaching them, and I knew them really well. But on the dance floor, I saw something totally new. Not only were the dresses completely immodest, you know, they were necklines almost down to the belly button, and I don't need to go into the immodest dress because we all see it when we go shopping. But the dancing as well, no inhibitions on the dance floor, no modesty. It was probably the most inappropriate I had seen. And as I was surprised, I thought to myself, well, why am I surprised? This is what I see on TV as well. So why would these students know any different? If this is how they see people dance and have fun on TV, why wouldn't they think it's okay to live it out? I spoke with a few of the students, but soon I left disappointed and downhearted. So that was on Saturday night. And then on Monday morning, I got to school, and it had been on my mind all weekend. And the first thing that came on in the morning announcements was a message from the dean. And I became hopeful that maybe, you know, what I had seen was not just a shock to me, but maybe had set in with the other adults who were present. So as I was listening to the dean's message, I was saddened because her message was asking all the teachers to identify any female students who had on colored socks, multicolored socks, because there was only one color allowed in the school, and that we were to issue detentions immediately if any of the young women had on these multicolored socks, which they weren't allowed to wear. And I stood there astonished in front of my class thinking, you know, after what took place in our Catholic high school and our Catholic gym just 2 days ago, we're mostly concerned with our students' choice of socks.
That's ridiculous.
I was floored. I just stood there. I don't even know if I could teach in the next 5 minutes as I kind of calmed down. But later, as luck would have it, in the mailroom, I ran into the president of the school. And so we started up a small conversation, and I asked him what he had thought about the dance. And I was happy to hear that he had shared my same sentiments. I was surprised that he didn't know what to do about it, because here I looked to him as my president, and he would give me direction. But he said something very profound to me. He said, Jennifer, you know, addressing the behavior on the dance floor itself isn't the proper venue to do this. If we're not getting to this message, the message that we want to get to our students, if we're not getting it to them before they reach the dance floor, then we're missing the boat. Mm-hmm. We've missed our opportunity. So that conversation sat with me, and I thought a lot about it. And soon after that, I called down to the Respect Life office of the Archdiocese, and I asked for some guidance because I wasn't sure what to do either. At that point, I was introduced to Jason Everett and his message, and he providentially was speaking at a youth rally on the south side of Chicago the following week or 2 weeks after. So I recruited a few of my athletes who were easy to recruit because they kind of had to do what I asked them to do. So I got them, and we went to hear Jason. And to be honest, they loved every word that they heard that night. And one of the students bought his video. She took her video back to her religion teacher, and the religion teacher liked it a lot. The religion teacher shared it with her class, and the very next year, Jason was invited to come and speak at the high school. Students sat in dead silence. They were almost in awe of Jason's message of chastity, not just of chastity, but of hope and of true fulfillment of life, true fulfillment in life of what we're living it out for. after the talk, students lined up to speak with him on an individual basis. I watched one girl dig into her purse and pull out, sadly, her birth control pills and hand them over to him.
Wow.
And say she wanted to start again, like she was done with the way she was living. I sat in amazement, like, wow, just from, you know, one small conversation, all of these things unfold in front of us. That's how the Holy Spirit works.
Now, Jennifer, we're going to have to head to a quick break.
Sure.
And when we return, I want to get into more detail about what you did and how you went a little deeper and you brought one of our curricula to the school.
Great.
When we get back from our break, so stay tuned, everybody. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to give us a call at 312-255-8408.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Are you constantly on the go? Then stay connected to your church by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Meyer Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your communities.
Welcome back to Life Talk. This is Margie Mansko-Breen, your host for this morning. And I'm joined in the studio with Emily Warpinski and Ray Pingoy from the Respect Life office, both working under the umbrella of the Chastity Education Initiative. And I'm also joined by, again, Jennifer Haggerty on the phone. And she was, Jennifer, you were telling us about some of those, what was going on in your high school and how you kind of found out. It was like your bubble was burst or whatever, you
right.
know, you that the your picture of innocence was taken away, right, of these young people. And we were talking about that, and Emily, you were saying, like, oh my gosh, you know, a Catholic high school, you know, this is
Yeah, it's surprising. I mean, it probably shouldn't be, I guess.
Yeah, it's really shocking that, you know, we're talking about a high school here, and here one of the students is whipping out her pill. I mean,
but so common. Yeah. You don't even know, so common. I mean, you know, we're talking about one Catholic high school, but really I have a lot of experience in and out of the Chicago Catholic schools as well as in Central Illinois, and it's so common. I mean, the picture I'm painting is really, you would find at any Catholic high school.
And that's why we've got to do something, and that's why supporting this ministry, supporting this outreach is so important. And, you know, I want to kind of get away a little bit off of the curriculum. I know I'm going to ask you about that, Jennifer, what you guys did. But, Ray, what can people do? Again, we have a dinner coming up.
Oh yeah, you know, I'd love to invite everyone to the dinner, our benefit dinner that, of course, is benefiting the Chastened Education Initiative. That's on Sunday, November 21st. You know, this is our big event for the initiative. Please do come out. Please do support us. We've extended our ads deadline. If you want to place an ad on a program for the benefit dinner,
that's in the program book,
that's
right?
In the program book. It's not too late yet to send it in. I'm sure everyone has received the flyers, but if you want more information, please do call the office at 312-534-5355 and support us in any way. But we invite everyone to come and join
and
us.
And ideally, parishes all over would want to place an ad in the program book, showing their support of this initiative, and the high schools too. You know, the high schools and, you know, the schools that we are in, that we send our speakers to, that we, you know, bring Jason Everett to. You know, Jennifer, you were mentioning Jason and how, you know, Jason Everett spoke to your students. You know, did he speak to the whole school, or
he spoke to the whole school? Wow. Sure. And just a profound impact on our students and students all over the Archdiocese. Last year I took junior high students to hear him at Carmel High School. Carmel had heard him earlier, and then the junior high kids came in the afternoon. The year before I took students to Mother Guerin Prep, where he had spoken to the high school students in the morning and the junior high kids in the afternoon. And that's all straight from your office. You know, our schools don't have to pay anything to attend.
Yeah.
It's an open invite that goes out to the principals and teachers to say, please bring students at no cost.
Yeah, and then, because the schools have very little money and, you know, funding, you know, to bring in such a well-known national speaker who is respected and who is effective, too. I mean, when I saw him the first time, oh my goodness, you know, I was thinking, why didn't somebody, you know, speak to my class about this? I mean, it's so...
Or speak to me when I was 13.
yeah. I mean, we heard it all. I mean, heard about, like, don't do drugs, you know, that kind of stuff. What about other risky behaviors, you know? I mean, what about why you should remain chaste until marriage, you know? I mean, throughout life, because there's chastity in marriage, too. So, but to explain what God has in store for us and his idea of, you know, what's best for us, and we have different offerings, I guess, our, you know, curricula, you know, different, but for high school age, now you brought in our high school curriculum to your school, right? Is that what happened at Marist?
Sure. So we, through your office, you also helped me start up a pro-life club, which also fell, just as Ray was saying, it falls all together. So we started Marist Pro-Life, Pro-Love. And by the fourth year, we had 150 members, everyone in T-shirts that said Marist Pro-Life, Pro-Love. That was one of our big initiatives, just to get the word out that we were Marist and we were pro-life. So that helped tremendously get the club off and going, the Jason Everett. And then into the Chastity Initiative curriculum, which I looked for more assistance with when I moved from the high school teaching position into a principal position at a Catholic grade school. And when I got to the Catholic grade school, I realized the same thing was happening. These issues at hand were not being addressed. And here we were as educators staying silent in the battle. You know, this culture of life versus culture of death. And if we don't address these issues, we're really just remaining silent. So we're not helping our cause. And part of the reason why at the grade school level, why we're staying silent, is that we feel that parents are the primary educators. We never want to take any positions out of the parents' hands, any responsibilities, right? And it's their call to introduce these ideas to their children. However, who's as eloquent as Jason Everett? I found that so many parents felt that they didn't have the tools to present these messages to their students. They didn't feel comfortable. So once again, I called the Respect Life office. I said, okay, we have Jason Everett for the high schoolers. What more can I do for the middle school students? And what can I do to help these parents feel more comfortable getting the message into their children's hands? And so you introduced me to the Theology of the Body curriculum for teens. Mm-hmm. And that's through Ascension Press. And what we were able to do was have a parents' meeting and talk to the parents and find out, is this something you might want for your teens? We started with the eighth graders. We brought out a speaker from your office, the Respect Life office of the Archdiocese, who presented to the parents. The parents were 100% unanimous in agreement that, yes, we want help with this. We gave them each a book, and then we explained what the classes would be like at school. I would be teaching the girls, and a wonderful middle school teacher, a young guy teacher we had, was going to teach the boys. And so that's exactly what we did, and we implemented that curriculum.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. It was, you know, it's great to have you on the show and to share. You know, I wish we had more time, but we're going to, in the second half of the show, I don't know if you were listening at the beginning, we're going to talk about our college outreach program, and we're really excited. You know, a lot of people don't know about it, and they know more about, you know, what you have firsthand knowledge of, the work with the teens. And,
right.
You know, what you shared with us is just so important, and how, you know, what happened and that you did something about it. You know, it was something really important. You made a decision, you called us, you went out on a limb. But you know, thank you so much for all that you're doing and that you continue to do to support the initiative, and may God bless you in your work. I mean, just keep going strong and being a good ambassador, I guess, for the chastity education movement, you know.
Thank you, and
itself.
Thank you for your prayers. We need them. All our educators in the Archdiocese need your prayers and the prayers of your listeners, and I look forward to seeing you at the benefit dinner.
Oh, same here. And see you later. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And when we return, we'll talk more about this wonderful initiative as we go into a older age group, the college-aged and part of the initiative.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Cardinal Francis George wraps up 3 years as president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. We'll talk to him about the highlights of holding that national office. And we'll take you on a trip to Northern Lake County, where parts of two closed Chicago churches will live on as they are recycled into the new St. Raphael the Archangel Church.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
His Eminence Francis Cardinal George and Monsignor Michael Boland invite you to this year's 21st Annual Spirit of St. Nicholas Ball on Friday, December 3rd at the Hilton Chicago. Chair couple Dorothy and Ed Waymer are planning this black tie event, which will feature cocktails at 6:30, followed by a sumptuous dinner in the International Ballroom. Entertainment by the Ken Arlen Orchestra will round out the evening. Proceeds will benefit children served by Catholic Charities programs in Cook and Lake Counties. For more information, please call Jennifer Wolfe at 312-948-6797.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Life Talk. This is your host, Margie Mansko Breen, Program Manager and Interim Director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And I'm joined, I'm joined in studio with Emily Warpinski, our Young Adult Outreach Coordinator, and Ray Pingoy, our Youth Outreach Coordinator. And Emily, actually, the young adult thing, it misses the whole point of, I mean, you also work with college-age students, which, I mean, they're young adults, too. But I think of young adults as like 20s and 30s, you know, although some 20s and 30s are in college.
Right.
So, but, you know, we've been discussing some really wonderful reasons to support this initiative, the Chastity Education Initiative, which was started by our former director, Mary Louise Curry, with the blessing and encouragement of His Eminence Francis Cardinal George. He really believes in this program, and rightly so. But before we bring up our next guest, John Paul Deddins, I'd like to just talk briefly about a great opportunity that's coming up in January, the March for Life pilgrimage to Washington, D.C. Now, we have two trips. Well, it's one trip, but there are two itineraries, maybe a third. I'm not exactly sure if we're going to add a different plan. But, Ray, let's start with you with the teen group, because that's really the larger group.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. Just like, again, to invite everyone and all the youth groups and schools out there, we'd like to invite them to join us in the pilgrimage to Washington, D.C. for 2011. That's on January 21st through the 25th. It's going to be an exciting trip there. I think the fun part is also the bus trip for the youth, at least. You know, they love that. They love watching movies and
they love the bus.
Well,
isn't
yeah,
it like 14 hours?
Yeah, no. It is. But yeah, for the youth, it's a really fun, you know, fun time.
Yeah, yeah. No, but it's a pilgrimage. So.
It is a pilgrimage.
But
yes.
But basically, you now when you get to DC, they get to do some fun things on
right.
their own. They get to see the monuments too in the bitter cold sometimes, and sometimes it's really nice out. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's like in the 50s or
we'll,
you know
yeah,
60s.
We'll pray for that.
So pray
yeah.
for good weather,
yeah.
but probably we'll get like you know in the teens or
yeah.
something. But so and then they get a private. Visit with Cardinal George
That's
too,
right.
right? And they get to ask him all these crazy questions, like, "Do you sleep at night?" You know, you know, because
yeah.
they think he's
they just,
like
yeah.
superhuman or something that
yeah,
he doesn't need to rest.
They have some time to just hang out with the Cardinal, have some pizza with him, and just ask
yeah.
him questions like
yeah.
that. Yeah,
and then we have time for praise and worship
right.
and confession. We
confession.
Have probably going to have a priest or two on every bus,
yep. That's the plan.
Which is phenomenal, mm-hmm. and to be able to have that. And these are some awesome priests that we are blessed to have on our priest advisory board.
Right.
But so anything and else course, you can share on yeah. that part of the trip before we go up to
Yeah,
the-
of course. Also, the most important part is to join the march. And they just see the witness of, or they just witness everyone being together, unified in that.
And a lot of, I hear there's a lot of conversions too. Mm-hmm. Some people go on the trip because they just want that trip, you know, and
right.
maybe to meet, you know, to meet somebody of the opposite
yeah.
sex, you know.
Yeah.
And then they go on it, and they're like, oh, my gosh,
yeah.
you know, I've got to be pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Emily, with the college and young adult trip, I mean, it's mainly college-age young adults that go on this trip. What's the plan?
Yeah, I'm super excited for the March for Life. The plan is we're going to do a conference with Students for Life of America on Sunday. And then Saturday, I think we're going to have the opportunity, again, for the college students to meet with Cardinal George and kind of have, he's given a mass at Georgetown, and I think we're going to be able to meet with him in a small group setting and, you know, talk to him or, you know, have question and answer with Cardinal George after the mass at Georgetown. So that'll be really exciting to be able to have that small setting with him.
And then are we going, they're also going to the Students for Life of America conference? Is
yeah,
that-
the Students for Life of America conference, which Students for Life of Illinois, I believe, is part of that. And
yeah.
There's going to be all day Sunday and just all these students from around the world. And there's going to be great talks and great sessions. And I'm really excited for this opportunity.
Oh, it's going to be great. You know, and that would be, this is a great time to bring John Paul Deddins on the air with us. He's the founder and executive director of Students for Life of Illinois. He has been featured in publications such as Our Sunday Visitor and has appeared as a guest on numerous radio programs discussing life issues. In addition to mentoring pro-life college students, John Paul also serves on the board of Illinois Federation for Right to Life. It is his goal to see effective and active pro-life groups on every college campus in Illinois. Welcome, John Paul.
Hi, thank you, Margie.
Hey, you're welcome. It's good to have you with us. You know, you're doing such great work, and we were reminiscing yesterday about how you got started. How did SFLI, Students for Life of Illinois, get started?
Yeah, well, basically, I was a college student at the University of Illinois, and, you know, looking around, I knew that the pro-life group on campus and groups on other campuses could really benefit from just a little bit of help, you know, some consistent outside influence and improved ideas and resources and things like that. And so through my experiences as a college student, I decided to start this statewide network of campuses. And as I was doing that, contacting as many campuses as I could around the state, trying to find all the pro-life students, most of the campuses in Chicago said, you know, you really need to talk to Alicia Torres.
Oh,
you
yeah.
really need to talk to Alicia Torres. I kept hearing this, and I kept emailing Alicia, and she kept getting emails from all these other people, too, and finally we were able to get together, and for those who don't know, Alicia was the college outreach coordinator and young adult outreach coordinator for the Archdiocese.
Yes, yeah. We had her on. She was already done, you know, and done with her work and resigned from her position. And it was like the next day we had her on the radio show.
Okay.
Yeah. And so just to let people know, and she was telling her why she left, so to join a religious community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's a sister, Alicia, now. Which is really great. But back then, in 2006, you know, we got together and she was, I believe, working as an intern or part-time for the Archdiocese, kind of creating this college outreach and young adult outreach position. And she really helped connect me to more campuses and to the Archdiocese, which has been a huge blessing for us. And from there, we brought on, actually, Margie, your husband, Peter Breen, who is also a huge blessing to our organization. And from there, the three of us, I believe you were there, actually, at the first meeting.
Oh, yeah. I was at that first meeting.
Yeah, so we all got together and
conspired.
planned. Planned and started laying the groundwork for what would become Students for Life of Illinois.
That's wonderful. And can you elaborate a little bit on the relationship between the Respect Life Office and your organization? Kind of like what, you know, what do we do, you know, what have we been doing together as a team?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, Archdiocese has been a huge blessing to us, and we've been able to work together over the last 4 years in a lot of really great ways that has helped, you know, really advance the pro-life movement on college campuses and other places. So, for example, you know, you were just talking about the March for Life. This is a great example of how we work together because you guys put on a really solid, really great March for Life trip. I really encourage everyone who's listening, or, you know, if you have kids and you're listening, to send them on these trips with the Archdiocese, because it's really a great experience. And so one way is that, you know, I have connections with students all around the state, and so I can promote and help get more students to sign up.
That's wonderful, John Paul. Can you just hold on to that thought for a moment? We're going to have to go to a final break for our show, and when we get back, we're going to get into some more details on Students for Life of Illinois and what John Paul has been doing with our office and what some future plans.
Hello, I'm Lisa Pilato, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute, 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. The 4th Annual Charities Royale Casino Night and Silent Auction will take place on Saturday, November 13th at the beautiful St. Ignatius College Prep. We have an A-list lineup with live music by Underwater People, delicious food by Cafe Bianda, cupcakes by Amy Beck Cake Design, an incredible lineup of silent auction items including a week's stay in the Bahamas, open bar featuring Mad Crack Energy Drink and Svedka Vodka, casino gaming, raffle prizes, and much more. Tickets are only $75 and are on sale now at catholiccharities.net/casino night. This black tie optional event is open to anyone over the age of 21, so grab your friends and game with us for a great cause. Proceeds will benefit the Catholic Charities Emergency Assistance Programs, providing food, clothing, and shelter to the poorest of the poor in Cook and Lake counties. There's always a way to help your neighbor at Catholic Charities. For details, call 312-655-7932 or visit catholiccharities.net. And stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
Engaging Catholic youth within church life requires both determination and creativity. For the past 3 years, the Office of Catechesis and Youth Ministry has been blessed to partner with the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Center for Chicago in providing evangelization events for youth.
Thanks to this partnership, Young Leaders of Chicago is making a big difference in the lives of thousands of youth. Since our last fundraiser, Young Leaders has touched over 1,500 youth with 30 rallies, service projects, and retreats.
Please support the Young Leaders of Chicago at their Invest in the Future fundraising breakfast this coming November 20th at Elmcrest Banquets, 7370 West Grand Avenue in Elmwood Park. Come join Father Michael Sparrow and Mark Nemo for an inspirational address, praise and worship, all in support of Young Adult Leaders of Chicago.
Tickets are $28 for adults and $16 for students. All proceeds go to the Vicariate for Youth Rally Fund. For more information, call Tom Howard at 312-534-8029. That's 312-534-8029.
Welcome back to Life Talk. This is Margie Mansko-Breen, the Program Manager and Interim Director for the Respect Life Office, and we have been discussing why the Chastity Education Initiative is so crucial to our Archdiocese and why you should be a financial supporter of it, if you have the means, of course. Again, we are joined by Ray Pingoy and Emily Warpinski of the Respect Life Office. They're in studio with me, and John Paul Deddins of Students for Life of Illinois is our guest on the phone. John Paul, we were talking about kind of the relationship between your organization and the Respect Life Office, and just, you know, I remember yesterday you and I were discussing some of the things that we've been, you know, our two organizations have been doing together to build a culture of life, you know, and what are some of those examples? I know we did some stuff with you in Springfield, and activism days and things like that. What can you give me some really good examples, or give our listeners some good examples of how we've been working together?
Sure. Well, in part, you know, the Archdiocese and the Respect Life Office there has led by example. So one example of that is 40 Days for Life campaign. I helped start, and Students for Life of Illinois helped start the 40 Days for Life campaign here in Champaign, Illinois, as a result of hearing about it, you know, the buzz around the country, but more specifically from your office starting it before us. So that was a, you know, a big help. But then also, you know, there are a lot of speakers and things like that that the Archdiocese has helped find and fund for college campuses. We also do a lot working together to mentor pro-life leaders. Now, that's current and future pro-life leaders on college campuses. You know, the students can really be very effective in helping spread the pro-life message. In addition, you know, like you said, in Springfield, a couple years ago, the bill that we dubbed Illinois FOCA, which was, I think at the time, House Bill 2354, which basically, you know, is a very extreme and radical pro-abortion bill, it came onto the scene, and, you know, Students for Life of Illinois and the Respect Life Office and other organizations around the state really jumped on it, and we really ran with it. And, you know, the Archdiocese really helped us to get more students, get them trained in lobbying, and get them down to Springfield to talk with the legislators to let them know how bad this bill really was, to give them the truth, and to help them to oppose it. So that was a really big, big project we worked on together, and really, there was a very positive outcome because we've defeated that bill the last 2 years.
That's awesome. Yeah, I remember that. And I remember the controversial, what was it, What the FOCA? And we all loved it, but there were some people who are like, oh, that's just so bad, you know. It is kind of an ugly phrase, but mm-hmm. but it is, you know, it is the truth. It's like, why are we doing this? You know, what is this? This is so egregious, this Freedom of Choice Act, like bill, you know, it was just extreme pro-abortion legislation. They had like everything. They had like the kitchen sink in there, and which was surprising because you would think that they would want to just kind of slowly push things through. I'm not going to give them any ideas, but but you know, it doesn't seem very smart to just put everything into one bill, and it was so extreme. It was just so off the charts that most legislators really couldn't see themselves sponsoring such a bill. And so with your help, with, you know, our office, with the Catholic Conference of Illinois and other organizations, you know, we all worked together to fight it off. And your organization was really influential in doing that. You know, you had a lot of support from students across the whole state. And Emily here was telling me, you know, she's been telling me about some of the things that some of the schools, or at least one of the schools, is planning that we are helping with. And then also about, you know, she's been having some meetings with different student leaders. But Emily, share with our listeners about an upcoming event that, you know, might be something of interest.
Yeah, Monday, November 8th, the IIT, the Students for Life group, is hosting Saren Foster, and she's the president of Feminists for Life. She's coming to the McCormick Tribune Conference Center in the auditorium and is going to give her talk, The Feminist Case Against Abortion. And that's 7 o'clock Monday, November 8th at IIT. And if they have any questions or need more information, call us at the Respect Life office, 312-534-5355. Also coming up, we're having at Lexington College for Young Women, I guess, our Women's Dignity series speaking. We're trying to get that kickstarted off the ground, and there's going to be some presentations about fashion and modesty and relationships and, you know, the art of being a woman. And also coming up later on in February, Loyola's hosting a Pregnancy Resource Forum, and we'll have more information on that.
Wow, that's, you know, there are a lot of opportunities. And anyone who's listening who has a family member who is a college student in the area, they should feel free, you know, they're welcome to attend at least the Students for Life or the IIT event with Sarah and Foster. I don't know, are any of those other events at like Lexington, could other women go that don't go to Lexington?
Yeah, the Lexington event's open to, you know, any college women, and actually the Sarah and Foster talk is open to whoever wants to come. I mean, okay. There's no charge. And
wonderful. Yeah, so even, you know, those young adults out there who aren't they've just graduated or they've been out of college for a while, I mean, they should come and hear this to be able to better explain the feminist perspective, right? Of why, you know, why feminists really should be pro-life.
Right.
When you look back at our, the feminist, for mothers, are, you know, the founders mm-hmm. of the whole feminist movement here in the United States. So John Paul, you guys have these periodic activism days. And what are those? And do you have one coming up?
Yeah, we do. The activism day is basically something that we came up with actually in conjunction with your office. That basically, you know, college students generally don't have a lot of time. There's a lot of demand on them, pulling them every direction. And so this is an effort by us to help give them a solid activism event that will educate their campus without them having to do all the work to prepare it. So basically, we give them the materials, the educational resources and things like that, and then they take it and run with it on their campus. So the one we have coming up is on November 17th, and the theme is I'm Pro-Life, Ask Me Why. And we have these nice little blue and white buttons that say that. They say, I'm Pro-Life, Ask Me Why. And most of the people who wear these consistently will tell you that they've had at least one or more conversations with, you know, strangers on the bus or in the line at the grocery store or just on the street or in their classes asking them, why are you pro-life? So this is a really great way to increase the number of conversations about abortion happening out there.
Now, you were mentioning that there's a website that is attached to this that people might want to be aware of and sign up for alerts and things like that.
Absolutely. The website is whyprolife.com.
And there's no like hyphen in there or anything? Is it all one word?
All one word. So whyprolife.com. And that has a lot of information about how to share the pro-life message. So even if you can't participate in the activism day, or if you're, you know, maybe not confident enough to engage people on abortion, you can go to that website, whyprolife.com, and learn more. There's a lot of information on there, graciously given to us by the Pro-Life Action League, in fact.
That's wonderful, John Paul. Well, thank you very much for joining us. We are going to say goodbye now to John Paul, and we're going to wrap things up here. So, John Paul, God bless you for your work, and we will definitely be in touch, and definitely Emily will be in touch with you about working together and keeping this relationship going between our office and your organization. Thank you, and you know, again, God bless you for your efforts.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, guys, you know, let's just wrap things up here for everybody. And thinking about all the good things, this is just a snapshot. This is some of the highlights of this initiative, the Chastity Education Initiative, and what good comes out of it, the good fruits of the work and what Mary Louise Curry put together with the help of some very helpful people, some donors. But it's pretty much solely funded by donations, outside donations, and we need more support so we can keep growing and it will keep the ministry going, just to keep it going forward, but to grow it so we can expand and do more to help build a culture of life with our youth and young adults, to promote this empowering message of chastity and pro-life across the whole Archdiocese and beyond. So, Ray, again, we have our dinner. It's on the 21st, right?
That's right. It's on Sunday the 21st. Please, everyone, come support it. Like what Margie said, everyone has a part in it, and this is a great opportunity
to do. And they can check out the website.
That's right. They can check out the website. This is the respectlifechicago.org website and get more information from there and also register through
there. So there's no "the" in it. It's
respectlifechicago.org.
There you go. Okay. And Respect Life Chicago is all one word. Thank you again. Excuse me. I'm choking on my own self here. thank you again for joining us. And we look forward to coming to you next month on the first Wednesday of the month for Life Talk. And God bless you. And just keep us in your prayers.